Good Friday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by ExxonMobil. Jake is in New Orleans. He flew down there to check out Vice President Mike Pence fundraise with House Majority Whip Steve Scalise at a private event at the World War II Museum. We wanted to catch the vibe of the GOP fundraising circuit with two of the party's top names and see what Republicans were talking about as the maelstrom swirls at the White House. First things first, they were not talking about the drama at all, not one iota. By the way, Pence's remarks, which were pooled, there was media in the room and he said nothing about fake news. He didn't criticize the media once. Despite the constant drama in D.C., especially at the White House, Scalise and Pence were a draw. They raised $1.4 million for the Great America Committee, Pence's PAC, and Scalise's Victory Committee. Pence has done two or three money events each week for the last few months, and he plans to keep up the schedule in the weeks ahead. That is helpful because he can go far more places than Trump. He has trips planned next week to Minnesota for the GOP there and to Wisconsin. Here's some House GOP tea leaf reading. Pence has raised piles of cash for Protect the House, his joint fundraising committee with House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. But the VP is still keeping his hands in the Scalise camp by making a trip here on the back of a swing to Houston and lavishing praise on Scalise. Pence jetted back to Washington on Air Force Two after the event. Kellyanne Conway is fundraising this morning for House Republican Conference Chairman Kathy McMorris Rodgers in Spokane. And on the other side of things, the AP spoke with Nancy Pelosi, and she maintained that she isn't going anywhere. She said, "I have a following in the country that's unsurpassed by anybody, unless they're running for president." She said Trump and Republicans are eager to see her go. She said, "And I'm not going to let them do that." Sarah Farris has the latest on the shutdown drama. She's reporting that the Senate passed a giant spending package in an attempt to stave off a shutdown this fall. She writes, "The odds remain long that the legislation will even make it to the White House, with just 11 working days left for House and Senate lawmakers to merge opposing versions of the bill and get Trump's approval before funding runs out on September 30th. Eliana Johnson and Burgess Everett are reporting that Republicans believe Jeff Sessions will be gone as Attorney General after the midterms. And the New York Times scoops that the Manhattan DA is looking at criminal charges against the Trump Organization and two senior company officials in connection with Michael Cohen's payment to Stormy Daniels. The Times also has the big picture story on how Trump is using mob language from the movie Goodfellas in his comments about flipping, while the Washington Post reports that critics fear Trump's attack on the justice system could have lasting damage. The Post also has a story up on how Trump had sought legal advice about pardoning Paul Manafort. Meanwhile, the Huffington Post has a piece up about how Fox News' Neil Cavuto gave a searing monologue yesterday on Trump, saying, "The problem is you." While Ben White has a story up on how Trump's impeachment wouldn't actually crash the stock market. On the investigations front, the AP is reporting that the National Enquirer hid damaging Trump stories. The details have come out as federal prosecutors have granted immunity to the National Enquirer Chief David Pecker. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Friday. The President and First Lady Melania Trump are leaving this afternoon for Columbus, Ohio. They will visit the Nationwide Children's Hospital before heading to the Greater Columbus Convention Center. Trump will then meet with supporters before delivering remarks at the Ohio Republican Party state dinner. He and the First Lady will then return to Washington, D.C. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.